The governor's top advisor, Chuck Cogling, is urging her to veto Senate Bill 1062. He's one of many pushing for Brewer to reject the legislation. The Religious Freedom Restoration Act would allow businesses to assert their religious beliefs when refusing service to gay, lesbian, and transgender people, among others. Since lawmakers passed the bill, Arizona Senators John McCain and Jeff Flake have called for a veto. Three state legislators who voted for the bill have now changed their minds and said it would be a bad law. Arizona's business community is asking Brewer for a veto, and corporations such as American Airlines and Apple have said its enactment would damage the state's economy. Former U.S. Representative Jim Colby, who is gay, calls the legislation unnecessary and says it could hurt Arizona's economy.
It's not just those big corporations, but a lot of corporation businesses are sending to the governor saying this is not only do we think this is wrong, that it's not needed, that it's morally wrong, but that it's going to harm Arizona. And so I think the governor will want to listen to those messages.
The Center for Arizona Policy says this bill is about religious freedom, not economics. Center representatives did not respond to an interview request, but on the organization's website, the president writes, quote, "I urge Governor Brewer to send a clear message to the country that in Arizona, everyone, regardless of their faith, will be protected by signing SB 1062. End quote. Brewer has until Saturday to act on the bill. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.